punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Thursday.
Hey, we have an emergency.
We do.
Yeah, Skinny on Sports got something to tell us.
Oh, gosh. This could be anything.
You got me turned up, Jimmy.
I got you turned up.
Right, did you have me turned up too loud?
I did.
At first?
Yes.
Okay, I have breaking news with the high school basketball tournaments.
Okay.
The regional tournaments in Class B that were supposed to be today at Arnett and at Beaver have been pushed back a day.
Okay.
So instead of playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they'll play Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Friday, Saturday, and Monday.
Right.
Friday, Saturday, Monday. So if you're, you know, Arnett, Leedy, Forgan, Yarborough, Hardesty, Winoka, Buffalo, all those teams that were in Visalia is there, Boise City is there as well, Sharon Mutual, they will not play today. So if you were going to play at Arnett or Beaver, you're not playing today. You're going to start tomorrow. Game times will be exactly what they were scheduled to be. It'll just be moved back one day.
Well, that was handy because we have that listening there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Lots of people up in Woodward area.
That's probably the reason why I came in.
That's
here.
Exactly yeah. Why. And, you know, they haven't, I don't know if the Woodward folks have got to hear my voice yet on your show.
No, isn't it sexy?
It's nice.
Yeah. No, he has the best radio voice of anybody.
Oh, I get to listen to him on Big Up.
And
TV
also
all the time.
The best radio face.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
But not today. You're on camera.
So. Y'all see what I have to put up.
Yeah, hopefully the cameras show Jill instead of me.
All right. Thanks, Skinny. Skinny on the sports. So I guess you guys got that. Arnett, Buffalo, all up in there on the Class B playoffs, just been delayed.
Yep.
One day, 24 hours. Anyway, okay, let's see what's going on weather-wise. We have 29 at Cheyenne, 28 at Beaver, 31 at Buffalo, 27 at the May Ranch, 31 at Weatherford, 36 at Mangum, and 35 at Hollis. I don't remember who was down there in that corner, and I know who it is. Hollis, it's the capital of Harmon County.
Yes.
Anyway, so, all right. So, anyway, Jill, welcome to the show today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And you sent me a video Sunday.
I did.
You guys were gathering cattle before the big Super Bowl.
Yep.
And doing your vaccinations and stuff.
Annual vaccinations.
Did you find any more ear ticks?
No, actually we did not, which was a blessing because we treated some heifers about 2 months ago and they were awful.
Well, yeah.
They were so bad.
And I talked to Dr. Mouse yesterday. I went by there to harass her. One of my favorite people from Sarah was in there, Max Patton and his wife. They bought some milk cows. Jerseys. Yeah, and they were getting them worked, and I was in there harassing Dr. Mouse. And anyway, she said this year is a very bad year for ear ticks. So everybody, even in the Penny News on Jimmy's Tip of the Week, I got in there, check your calves for ear ticks, because if they don't act like they're feeling good or their ears are
that
droopy.
That can be the reason why.
And I don't know. It's February. Where are these ear ticks coming from?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, there's your Tip of the Week from Jimmy and Jill. Check your calves for ear ticks. And anyway, we got all kinds of things coming in. We got two schools coming in with FFA today. We got some announcements to make. And then towards the end of the show, I'll give you your grain reports and cattle reports and all that good stuff. A couple things from me real quick before we get to Jill. The Eric Chicken auction is this Saturday, so go get you a loan, FSA loan, to buy eggs and chickens. And the farm-related miscellaneous sales at 11, and poultry begins at 12. And so they'll check in all day tomorrow, and then starting at 9 a.m. Saturday, so you're bringing chickens and eggs and all that good stuff. Also, the Butler horse sale has been moved from March 4th to April 1st. The auctioneer had to have surgery, so they delayed it a month. So FYI, the Butler horse sale has been moved from March 4th to April 1st. What you got going in Custer County?
The OSU Extension Service released a news piece yesterday. The Custer County Livestock Show will start a three-day run beginning Sunday, February 26th. The show will conclude on February 28th with the premium auction sale. Events at the show will include beef, sheep, goats, broilers, and swine. The donor reception will begin at 6 p.m. on the evening of the February 28th. The awards presentation and premium auction sale will follow. We would encourage everyone to come to the livestock show and premium auction to support the 4-H and FFA youth of the county. For more information, you can contact Jordan Nell.
All right, cool. Thank you. Did you get to hear the show yesterday or listen to any of it?
I didn't. No. I was in class yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you got to go to school.
I do. I got to learn something.
Yeah, your last year in school, you better.
Yeah, I should probably learn something before I go to college.
I was one of those guys I didn't start learning until I got in 12th grade.
Well, I mean, speaking of livestock shows, congratulations to Addison Schneeberger for winning the Southwest District Grand Doe.
I know.
And that is a born, she born, she raised it on her farm.
She born her?
She born her, yeah. She helped, she birthed her. I don't know, how do I put that?
That's Jim Bonnie.
Bred and owned, that's what I was looking for.
There you go.
Bred and owned.
Anyway, yeah, Addison, I know her dad and mom, and Addison was on my show last year, and she's a bright young dun, and I work for her uncle, Keith Pitzer, over there at Foss on the K&D Farm and Ranch, and she's doing very well, and she's also pretty sharp. I think she won the state FFA Creed deal last year.
Oh, wow, that's quite an accomplishment.
Anyway, so congratulations, Addison, and I don't know if she's showing what's the male version of a goat?
I don't know anything about goats. I know cattle inside and out. I do not know about goats.
Anyway, the male version of a goat, I don't know if she's showing it or not. Anyway, you and I are both in trouble today.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Going on, before we go to break, we got the Hereford Heritage 11th Annual Bull Sale put on by Layton. It's Monday, February 27th. It's coming up pretty quick, and it's at 12 noon at Fort Cobb. They put an ad in the Penny News, and I got them on the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale calendar. It looks like they got 102 Hereford bulls, 20 Angus, and 3 Sim Angus. So they got lots going on down there. For more information, call Dustin Layton at 405-464-2455. And I'm looking here. I should have already had this figured out. I was looking for an email. Oh, there it is. For a catalog online, go to www.laytonauction.com to request a mailed copy. So anyway, it's coming up pretty quick. Today's the 16th, 11 more days. And also coming up March 28th is the Harrison Cattle Company Production Sale, 2023 Production Sale, Tuesday, March 28th. Bull and female sale at the ranch there at Arapahoe. Any questions, you can call Leslie or Jan at 580-331-8103. And I know last week I said it was the 21st. I didn't have the updated copy of my Penny News, but it is on the 28th, Tuesday, March 28th. Or you can go to www.harrisoncattlecompany.com. And we will be right back after this.
Yes.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 13th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,283 head were sold. 7 head of steers at $394 brought 256. 10 at $685 brought $195.50. 14 at $734 brought $192. 5 at $773 brought $184.50. 15 at $871 brought $178.50. 25 at $910 brought $176.50. 16 at $942 brought $174.50. 4 head of heifers at $441 brought $215. 9 at $567 brought $169. 11 at $660 brought $175.50. 4 at $668 brought $179. 24 at $809 brought $169. 49 at $858 brought $167. 5 at $1051 brought $149. Butcher cows were 10 to 102.50. Butcher bulls brought 72 to 115. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work. I mean, like with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. So it's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Thanks, Jimmy. We're going to blame that one on him. Because we're going to start with the forecast again, coming from Goodland, Texas. It is currently 36 degrees with a wind chill of 24 degrees. The humidity is about 36%, and the wind is out of the northwest at 23 miles per hour. Your peak wind gust today is going to be 37 miles per hour, so it's going to be a little breezy today. And I've got some really good FFA people in my room today. They are from Burns Flat, Del City FFA chapter, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we're going to get to some questions.
Hi, I'm Jolene Thompson. I am the treasurer, and I am a junior.
Okay, nice.
Hi, I'm Trevor Teague. I'm a senior, and I'm the vice president.
Hello, I'm Trayton Owens. I am a junior, and I serve as a sentinel.
I am Evan Dalton. I am the secretary, and I am a senior.
My name is Luke Schneeberger, and I'm currently a senior, and I'm the president.
Well, it's nice to have you all here today. So I'm just going to start back right around here. What are you involved in FFA?
So I'm taking a break from stock shows this year, but I do speeches, and I'm on the livestock judging team.
Cool. How's your Miss Vice President?
I mostly weld when something needs to be built in the shop, or Layton, our ag teacher, needs something built. I build it for him.
Pretty cool.
I primarily do speeches and livestock judging.
I'm with you in that. Speeches.
I also weld with him, and I just go to any kind of contest that Mr. Layton needs us to help with.
So I currently show chickens. I'm kind of the chicken man at Burns Flat, and I also do a lot of go to all the leadership conferences and stuff like that. And I used to, I'm not really in speeches anymore, but I definitely used to be involved with speeches. So.
Tell me a little about showing chickens, because I know nothing about showing chickens.
So showing chickens might be the most simple thing to show. You grab them by their legs, and you just hold them right upside down, and the judge just goes to town.
You don't put, like, a halter on them or anything?
Nope, no
okay,
halter.
Okay.
Grab their legs and hold them upside down.
Just hold them upside down?
That's it.
Did they like that?
They don't seem to hate it that much, but a couple years ago, my sister had one die in the room. So maybe not too much, but part of it.
That would be a little, I don't know, shocking,
yeah. Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and you better be ready to get some poop or something on your hands or something.
Well, I can imagine. You're holding it upside down.
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that's how you show chickens. I thought they just look at them in the cage or whatever, and I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
I used to show cattle.
Definitely so. The weirdest thing to show, probably.
Weirder than bunnies?
Maybe not, maybe not.
Okay. So how, and y'all can answer this however you want, how has FFA kind of influenced your life or influenced your mindset? How has it changed your personality?
Well, I would say, continue.
I will say it's made me more outgoing and it's gotten me more involved in school.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anybody else like to touch on that?
I would say FFA has made me a better speaker throughout my life and helped me develop a positive work ethic that I can bring to my life.
Yes.
So growing up, I was already kind of forced into the agriculture life and stuff, but one thing that FFA does kind of expose you to that maybe growing up on a farm doesn't is the leadership side of things and just the conversation skills and the getting to know people other than just the agricultural side of FFA.
Yes. So are there any projects that y'all's FFA chapter has been working on this year or has achieved this year?
We, in the first semester, we were building a grill and put it on a trailer for one of our ag teacher's friends that works in the oil field, and it still hasn't fall off, so I think we did pretty good with
it. Hey, that's a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, and also we this year in my ag class, I'm not in the shop class, but we have a like hydroponics thing where we grow stuff and things like that, so that's something new that we're doing this year.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So does that go along with kind of like your horticulture classes?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Do y'all want to touch on your welding a little bit? I know that I have several students from my own FFA chapter who enjoy welding, so what have y'all been working on in that class?
We went to a welding competition a few weeks back up in around Tulsa, and right now we are welding a little project for
county.
Very nice. Yeah, do y'all enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of students tell me that they really like it. So, one more question. So, what are your plans after? If you're a senior, what are your plans after high school? And if not, what are your plans for the rest of high school?
Each one.
You're a senior.
I'm not a senior.
She's a junior. She's getting there.
My plan is to go to Garden City, Kansas to college for John Deere and then be a John Deere mechanic after.
Very nice. Very nice. Any of y'all seniors?
Yeah. Right now, I do not know exactly what I want to do. I think I want to go into the mechanic part of work. And yeah.
Yeah, so I'm currently going to be going to Oklahoma State next year and trying to pursue something along the lines of aviation. I'm not sure whether that's going to be aviation management or professional pilot just yet. That hasn't all been decided, but yeah, going to Oklahoma State next year.
Good choice.
Yeah,
good choice.
Like, go Pokes.
Go Pokes, always. Finally, somebody agrees with me in there.
Never down in Norman.
Ever. No. Mm-mm. We're going to leave the Sooners over
the other
Norman.
Place.
Yeah. Keep going north up to Stillwater. Yep. So for the.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What's your future?
Yeah.
Well, I plan on attending the Oklahoma State University Institute of Technology to apply for an applied science course in engineering design and drafting technology.
Wow. They have a great program, that Institute of Technology. I did a tour there one time, and it's pretty awesome.
I'm very excited for it.
I'm very excited for you. Well, thank y'all for coming in. And we are going to take a break, and we have another FFA chapter coming up very soon.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Once again, good afternoon to all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 10th. 900 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 243, brought 284, 8 at 412, brought 260, 7 at 595, brought 212, 4 at 611, brought 190, 23 at 616, brought 202.50, 3 at 625, brought 181, 4 at 631, brought 203, 3 head of heifers at 332, brought 220, 4 at 414, brought 207, 7 at 523, brought 196, 6 at 533, brought 185, 17 at 565, brought 193.50, 4 at 573, brought 190, 4 at 649, brought 172, butcher cows were 35 to 102, butcher bulls brought 86 to 120, bred cows were 785 to 1725, pairs brought 700 to 1450. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sales every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more. So go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're back. Jill and Jimmy. Hey, we figured it out.
Yeah.
Buck or Billy or weather.
So, weather, that's the word.
Yeah.
That sounds a little more familiar now.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, we got the goat deal figured out. We're experts in that now. We'll inform you guys more about them later. Anyway, you got somebody in northwestern Oklahoma?
I do. I've got Buffalo, Oklahoma. It's currently 33 degrees and it feels like 20 degrees. The humidity is 49%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 23 miles an hour, and wind gusts can get up to 30 miles an hour today, so it's going to be a little windy.
Windy and chilly.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly outside.
Yeah, I went to check to see if I had new calves this morning. I don't, but I got about 10 of them that are probably going to wait till dark tonight to have their calves, but they're ready to have them. Quick update on your grains and your cattle. corn right now for March is 674, May 673, July 662. Soybeans for March 1525, May is 1520, July is 1511, August is 1478 for soybeans. And soybean meal is March 488.90 a short ton, May is 473.20, July is 462.50. Hard red winter wheat, 899 for March, 887 for May. Oats for March, 356, and May is 346. And cotton is down quite a bit from yesterday. March is 82 cents, and May is also 82 cents a pound. And live cattle for February, 162.65. April's 163.97. June is 159.77. August is 158.85. Feeder cattle for March, 186.07. April is 190.37. Lean hogs for April, 85.95. And May is 95.25. June, 103.52. So anyway, we got just a few more minutes before we get our next group of kids from Leedy. Yeah, the Leedy. Bison.
Go Bison.
I'm wearing...
Is it like this? Like that? Is that how they do it?
Everybody like looking this? On Facebook, is that how you do it?
I don't know.
I'm not getting into this.
Is that OBU Bison? Is that Open Shawnee? Is that how they do it like
I'm
that?
Not
I don't know.
Saying nothing.
I don't know.
I got a lot of friends at Leedy. You might be making fun
I know
of
a few. I know a few over there.
Also, tomorrow. Or is it today? No, it's today. Probably too late for that. I don't have to worry about saying that. Never mind. I was one day behind. I did say it yesterday, so we're good to go. Let's see here. Winter storms right now. Warnings and watches remain in effect for a stretch of land from eastern Colorado through Michigan, according to the National Weather Service. In northern Kansas and southern Nebraska, heavy snow and gusty winds are expected through the mornings. Did you watch the weather last night before you went to bed?
A little bit, not much.
We had blizzard in the Panhandle, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And tornadoes in southeastern Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah, or not even southeastern Oklahoma, Davis. So it's typical Oklahoma
Welcome
weather.
Welcome to the Southwest.
Somebody said on Facebook it was like a fashion show at his house. He said, you know, you didn't know which clothes you were going to wear.
You got to wear all the layers and then take them all off and then put them all back on.
Yeah. And up to an additional 5 to 8 inches of snow is expected in Kansas and Nebraska. Winds will also be strong, and if they're strong here, they're strong there. 35-mile-an-hour gusts are in the forecast, and which will lead to blowing and drifting snow. The band of storms stretches from southwestern Iowa to northern Illinois. In eastern Iowa, snow accumulations are projected 4 to 8 inches. Winds will gust up to 35 miles an hour. Snow will become widespread over southern and central Iowa over the next several hours and continue through the morning hours. Now, I was taking a peek at our Long Ranger, and it looks like next weekend, not this weekend, but the next one, we have a really good shot of some rain, but that's a long ways off.
Yeah, that is a long ways off.
Anyway, we need it, and ponds are looking, I don't know about where you guys are.
A little dry.
A little dry. How's your ponds at you guys' place?
They're non-existent at the moment.
They're non-existent, yeah.
It's just a hole in the ground.
So you got all the calves and the cattle ready to go?
Yep.
Everything's worked? Caught up?
I guess. I mean, that's what I'm going with.
I thought you was in charge.
I just help run the show. Well, I keep everybody in line. That's what I do.
I guess so, because that video you sent me showed you in the truck.
Yep.
Your dad was walking.
Yep, so he walks behind the cattle. I make sure they don't go off in the wrong direction.
What's the dog for?
So that is our Australian Shepherd.
Yes.
His name is Duke. We got him about 4 years ago as a Christmas present.
Right.
He is my pride and joy. I treat him like my own baby. He's a little spoiled and a little rotten, but oops, it's not my fault. It might be my fault a little bit. But
yeah, I was going to say.
He gets really antsy, so usually he likes to ride in the Ranger with me. But if somebody's walking behind the cows, he'll jump out the window. He's like, I want to go with you. And so he'll walk alongside you and kind of help push him. And when one kind of starts to stray around, I tell him, I'll be like, Duke, here. And he'll come around and tell him to go the other way. Yep. And he's pretty obedient. He likes to help out.
You taking him to school with you?
I wish. I really tried to bribe my dad to let me, but he said no. So.
Well, somebody's got to take your place while you're gone.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back on here, we will have the FFA chapter from Leedy, Oklahoma here, and we'll have some more fun. We'll have about 20 minutes with them, so we're going to have a lot of fun with
them. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota, Baldridge Alternative, and several other breed-leading AI sires. Also selling commercial females carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch, southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
It's never too late to set a new standard. Raise the bar in a new ride from Cummins in Weatherford. And don't miss out on the President's Day sales event. All Rams are priced to move. Check out the all-new 2023 Ram 1500 DT Crew Cab Laramie on the lot now. So don't miss out. The President's Day sales event going on now. Cummins Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road. And online, CumminsChrysler.com.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to our next segment. I've got Leedy FFA in the hot room today. And we've got a little bit of weather from southwest Oklahoma. I'm looking at Mangum, Oklahoma. It is currently 37 degrees, but it feels like 27 degrees. Your humidity is 36%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 20 miles an hour, and wind gusts can get up to 29 miles an hour. Tonight, it's looking to be 20 degrees, but clear. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 51 and a low of 27 tomorrow night. Saturday is looking to be a little breezy at 54 degrees. Saturday night, a little mostly clear, but 41 degrees, but a little windy. So it's not going to be too bad. And Sunday, it's looking to be really, really pretty. Partly sunny at 72 degrees and a little bit of breeze. So I'm looking forward to the weekend because it's going to be really nice. So I've got Lady FFA in the room with me. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So I'll just go around the room.
I'm Kelsey Dattle, and I'm the president, and I'm a senior.
I'm Keelan Derrickson, and I'm a sophomore, and I'm the secretary.
My name is Riley Gore. I am a senior, and I am the vice president.
My name is Carter Weber. I'm a senior, and I am the chapter treasurer.
My name is Aiden Boren. I'm a sophomore, and I am the sentinel.
My name is Caroline Hahn, and I'm a junior, and I'm the reporter.
Well, I'm glad to have y'all in here today. As y'all just introduced yourself, I want you to go back around, kind of explain what you're involved in your FFA chapter, what you like to do, and what your plans are.
Okay, well, I'm involved in the officer team, and I also show livestock. I show pigs, and I do that as my SAE, which is my supervised agricultural experience, and I've done a proficiency over swine production. I finished up my application for that last night and submitted it for the state contest, and I show both seasons in the spring and the fall, and I go to lots of national junior shows and then the state shows like OIE in our district and our county and our local, and I go to a lot of jackpots, and I do the Northwest show pig circuit, and so that's my involvement in FFA.
How well have you done this year with your pigs?
I was grand at our county just on Monday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then I was grand at a jackpot show this fall.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment. Well, good luck to you at OIE.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I show cattle and goats, and I also, those are my SAE projects, and so I show in the spring and the fall with my goats and heifers, and I show at county and districts and OIE.
What breed of cattle?
Herefords.
I used to have a Hereford. I used to show cattle my freshman year and before that. And we own Angus, but I did end up with two Herefords one time, and they have some curly hair. It's a lot of work. It really is. Riley, what about you?
I used to show pigs. I had shown since the third grade, and this year my family decided to take a break from it. So I have shown pigs and cattle before.
Very nice.
I'm not doing that this year. So
involved in anything else?
Yes, I have done I'm with the chapter officers, and then I've done a speech before, and then that's pretty much it.
What category of speech?
I don't remember what we did.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. But we've done green hand quiz and stuff like that, so.
Very nice. Carter?
I show cattle, and I enjoy making projects in our shop and welding and stuff. So,
what kind of projects have you been working on?
Right now I'm building a speaker that looks like a show steer. So.
Wow, that's impressive. How does that work with all the audio? Is that a lot of like cords?
Well, last night I finished welding it all up, so now I just need to get all the electrical part of it done.
Wow.
So.
Do you want to do that in college?
I don't know. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can see that.
So.
Well, thank you. How about you?
Same as Riley. I'm not really the livestock exhibitor. My brothers are, but it's just not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more of the green hand quiz guy. And if you count the creed as a speech, I do speech.
Yes.
And I just work in the shop a lot.
Well, sounds like you're pretty involved.
Yeah.
So for the most part, I actually just lead show and raise pigs. And we actually do like boars where like we do, like, show pigs and stuff, but, like, we really, like, my family enjoys doing, like, boars, and we go to, like, Belton, Texas and stuff, and that's really, like, that's my favorite part about showing.
So what are your accomplishments so far this year?
Well, actually, I just got down the county, too. I made the county sale as well as them, so.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So for you seniors in the room, what are your plans after high school?
I plan to go to Oklahoma State University and pursue a degree in agricultural communications and agribusiness.
That's my girl.
Oh, here we got two in common.
We got two ag communications here. It's going to be fun. How about you?
I've decided to go to SWASU, and I think that I want to become a dental hygienist, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's okay. You got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
At this point in time, I don't think I'm going to go to college right out of high school. So I'm just going to see where the road takes me, I guess, and figure out exactly what I want to do.
That's pretty awesome. For those of you that aren't seniors, what are your plans for the rest of your high school career?
I play sports, and like I said, I show cattle and goats, and so that's just probably what mostly I'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good plan.
So I'm more of the actor, so I do a lot of acting. So we're preparing for our musical. We don't know what we're doing yet, but okay. We're going to have that in the spring. And I do academic bowls, so hopefully we can have some success in that throughout the rest of my high school career. And
so you're the smart one. You're the intelligent one. Is that what I'm hearing?
He's an expert.
Yeah.
Book smart.
Okay.
Well, not book smart. Random knowledge, more my thing. I'm not the math guy.
Well, it sounds like to me you're pretty good at memorizing things.
Aiden decently. Is an all-state actor.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, all-state actor. Hopefully win more, but just see where the road takes me.
Wow. Well, you got a lot of achievements already, and you're young.
So for the most part, I mean, I thought a lot about, like, what I want to do, and I actually, we've found out that, like, I can do a, like, online program and start working on my animal chiropractic and, like, Magnolia practitioner for livestock, so I can stick around livestock, and I could actually, like, start something over the summer and do schooling, like, through online.
Very nice. Can you elaborate on the animal chiropractor? Like, so what does that job look like?
I mean, you could just, like, get animals ready for shows and stuff, and, like, you can do, like, the MagnaWave, and that's always what I want to do, but if you do, like, chiropractic, you can just do more.
Do you want to specialize in certain animals or
no,
just anything?
No, honestly, just anything.
No? It's a good plan, nice and broad. Well, Jimmy's trying to get me to read something over here. I can't read that. Okay. It looks really, that's really small. I need glasses, y'all. Well,
favorite thing you've ever done in FFA so far.
Okay, well, he's got a question out of his pocket. What's your favorite thing that you have done in FFA so far?
One of my favorite things that we've done in FFA has been the Red Carpet Classic Show. It's a special needs show that our officer team takes some kids from our school, and we help them show sheep and goats, and it's always super fun, and they always look forward to it, and it's fun that we get to be a part of that through FFA.
That's really cool. I've never heard of anything like that. That's
pretty
awesome.
Our region does that, so like the Woodward region and the schools in that area.
That's pretty awesome. That's really cool.
It's really fun.
I also really like doing the red carpet show, helping them, and also I like just going to the shows and interacting with everyone and just, yeah.
Well, my favorite thing this year was finishing my state FFA degree application. It was like a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. As soon as that portfolio was submitted, I was like, yes, I'm done.
I really don't agree with the state FFA degree thing. That was, I don't think that was very good, you know? But,
a lot of work.
Yeah. Especially when you put it off for like 4 years.
Yeah,
you
know? I kind of get that.
My favorite thing is probably just having the freedom to, like, use your own imagination and build whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I'm with Kelsey and Keelan on this one. I really like the Red Carpet Classic. It's more special to me because I have a brother who does the Red Carpet Classic, so I really like being with him for that. And it was the first time I hauled a goat around this year. It was a new experience.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do it next year.
I don't know about much goats, but I do know about cattle, and it can be quite an experience if you've never done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Mine would definitely be livestock judging. I enjoy getting to go to, like, all the livestock judging competitions and going to, like, the state fair in the city.
How many livestock judging competitions have you been to this year?
This year, how many have we went to?
We went to the state fair. We went to the Woodward County. Mm-hmm. We went to our county. And I feel like we went to the Big Three field days.
We did go to Big Three this summer.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So CDE-wise or LD-wise, do y'all do speeches or do y'all have meets evaluation, that kind of thing, land judging?
Well, Keelan, did you get to go to the CDE?
Yeah. Me and Aiden went to a CD contest in Woodward, and I did ag communications contest, and also I did milk and quality products, which you just, like, taste cheese. And
that sounds pretty funny to eat food.
And also you just, like, taste the milk and see what percent of, like, fat it has in it.
Wow. I want to eat cheese. That sounds fun. I should have invested in that when I was younger.
Well, I just did dairy and cheese for the
okay, so we're all cheese. Cheese. We like to, I mean, I get it. You get to try different kinds of cheese. I'm a cheese person, so I like different kinds of cheese. So we're going to take a break real quick, and then we're going to come back with just a few more questions.
No, you're not.
Oh, Jimmy says no. Jimmy says no. Hey, this is the first time I've been in the big chair.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, okay, well, y'all get ready for some more questions because we're about to rapid fire. I got y'all in here for like 10 more minutes, so y'all get ready. And your ag teacher can get on here if he really wants to. he's like, no, don't put me on here. So what, I know that our FFA chapter has many different ag courses that we offer. So what does Leedy's FFA chapter offer students?
We have ag mechanics, which is a really big deal because we have a lot of guys that really enjoy the shop. And I know the boys could elaborate more on it, but we've got some really like high quality equipment in our shop and they get to do a lot of stuff with that. And then we have like an animal science and an introduction to ag and an ag communications class and things like that.
Very nice. What classes are y'all involved in or have taken?
I've taken the animal science. And I think, yeah, we've taken all, us seniors have taken all of them. Just because we're such a small school, we don't have as many options.
So are y'all allowed to take multiple ag classes in a year if you want to?
I think we could if we wanted to, but it just the way our schedules work, we haven't been able to.
I understand. So are any of y'all involved in the ag mechanic class or welding? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so me and Aiden are... I've been in ag mechanics, it feels like, every year, but maybe that's just because our ag teachers are nice and just let us, you know, have free rein on the shop.
Yeah.
So.
This is my first time in the ag mechanics class because my eighth grade and freshman year, we just spent most of the time in the ag classroom, but this year was my first time, so I'm kind of learning to weld and all that, getting better at it, but there's a little work to be done.
It's kind of fun, isn't it? I tried it my freshman year, and I remember... It was really difficult at first, but then, like, once you find your rhythm, it's really fun.
Yeah.
You can really enjoy it. So will you elaborate a little bit on the animal science class? My FFA chapter actually doesn't have an animal science class, so I'm really curious.
So when I was a sophomore, I went to the CDE contest, and I took the, I forgot what the actual category was. I really think it was just animal science. And so we learned about the breeds and about, like, livestock and things like that.
That's pretty cool. Are any of y'all in the animal science class?
I was with her. And one year I did, I can't remember the category name, but it was like smelling different types of herbs and stuff.
It was like
that.
Aroma something.
Yeah, something
like I forgot what the like specific deal was, but it was aroma something.
Yeah, so you would smell like these different, like one of them was almond, and you would guess what it was. I mean, you're supposed to probably know, but I would guess. And then I did the meat cuts contest one time, kind of spontaneously, because I really did not know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I did too. We just made a team really quick. And
yeah. It was fun. But
what do you do in a meat cuts? Is that like...
We guess, or I guess...
you're supposed to know.
But we don't guess, but you're supposed to look at the cut of meat and guess which animal it's from and what cut it is.
And there was even like a class where we had to like judge it like based on the marbling and the color and the fat and stuff.
Oh wow.
There was like a class or two of those in the contest.
That sounds like it could be a little difficult.
Yeah.
It was very difficult.
Yeah, it's definitely harder than judging livestock.
Is that the one where you like go into the freezer and you have to wear like the hard hat and the gloves and you have to put on like a full lab coat? It's like a whole ordeal. Yeah. Yes. I remember that. I think I tried that.
It's
as
pretty
a,
tough.
I think I tried that as like a freshman or a sophomore, and I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
This is way too much memorizing.
Yes.
No. So how has FFA influenced your life or your mindset or your personality?
It's just given me lots of opportunities. It's given me the opportunity to do something like this and speak and get out of my shell. And it's given me, like, scholarship opportunities and opportunities to compete in things that I really enjoy, like the livestock and the proficiencies and the livestock judging and things like that.
Yeah, kind of like Kelsey has given me a lot of opportunities to, like, meet new people and, like, going to, like, the conferences and stuff to learn about leadership and just meeting a whole bunch of new people from around the state.
I've made a lot of friends, like, livestock showing. I've met a lot of new people that I still talk to all the time, even though I'm not involved in it this year. And I really think that it helped me get out of my comfort zone and talk on the radio like this and talk to people in interviews and stuff like that. So
I think FFA gives kind of people that show livestock and enjoy agriculture, like, they can relate to a lot of people, so they're gaining new friends that have the same interests as them, and they can earn skills that they can use in the future in their workplace, like leadership and even public speaking and stuff like that.
Yeah, in the FFA, you're always meeting new people, so it's kind of, I'm the social butterfly, so it really hasn't.
So I can tell.
But it's gotten me into more of a leadership type role, like more leadership skills have been learned throughout my time in the FFA, so.
For sure.
Mine would be, like, I mean, honestly, I've never really been involved in, like, being with people, and, like, livestock has just grown, like, made me grow, like, be with people and, like, want to, like, meet new people too, like, over the summer, getting to go to, like, several camps for the first time. I mean, it's, like, alumni camp and ALD and all these camps that you can go to and leadership conferences. It's been, like, it just opened your...
How was alumni camp? I was supposed to go this summer, and I had something come up last minute, and I didn't get to go.
It was, like, honestly, going into it, I wasn't expecting to, like, for it to be so crazy, but it's really, like, honestly, it's so much fun, like, the environment and just...
What do you get to do exactly? Like, I have several friends who've gone, but what does your day-to-day look like?
You get to, like, so you, like, go to breakfast and everything, and, like, they have, like, morning session, and, like, they play music, like, really loud, and everyone starts screaming.
It's very hype.
And you, like, can break off into, like, small groups, like, you have, like, small groups, and it's, you just go without them, like, throughout the day, and then you have, like, free time to just, but it's, like, very... like, out there. Like, honestly, yeah. Coming home from it, it was so crazy. Like, you have no voice left.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you go, too?
Yeah, I went, and so did Keelan.
Yeah, it's very intimidating if, like, it's your first time there.
Yeah, definitely.
Whenever you're going to, like, check in, everyone's, like, yelling, and all of the, like, small group leaders are, like, dancing around everywhere. But
but it's really fun once you, like, get used to it.
Yeah, once you get used to it, it's really fun. It's really fun if you get involved in it.
It's a good opportunity to go to.
Okay, well, y'all should definitely encourage your younger classmen to go. It sounds like it's pretty fun. Unfortunately, I never got to go during my high school career. It always fell on the week our ag chapter went. That was a week that was never available for me. So I'm always curious to hear how it goes for other people. I've heard many different experiences. I think it's a different experience for every person.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's
yeah. Well, and you don't have to wear your FFA uniform the whole time. Yeah. You can wear casual clothes. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
You learn to, like, overcome, like, a lot of obstacles, too, because there's, like, you, like, go out and have, like, this...
There's a ropes course.
Ropes course, and you try to, like, overcome challenges with each other as a group, like, not even knowing them, like...
Oh, that's really cool.
Trust people, and...
That's really cool.
And you get really close to your small group. They're almost, like a family, and it's, like, a whole new, like, group of people that you have.
And it's people you'll have, like, forever.
So,
like, still to this day, I still, like,
know. Okay, so the small groups, is it just strangers, like, you've never met them before from chapters all across Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Of all ages?
From ninth grade and up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just kind of
have been in FFA 1 year.
That's pretty cool. See, now I wish I would have gone. Missed opportunity for me. So, fundraising-wise, have y'all done fundraisers for your chapter this year, and how have they gone?
We did the blue and gold sausage sales, and then we had our trophy auction, and it went pretty well.
It's awesome.
Did the cotton candy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we did the cotton candy.
We sold cotton candy at one of the basketball games. The kids really liked it.
Oh, I bet they did. Yes. Sure, hi.
Did we do, like, snow cones?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, we did snow cones at the 4th of July.
Yeah, at our 4th of July, we did snow cones.
And then we were going to do a cow. Are we doing the cow toss? No, we're not doing
What's a cow toss?
Well, we, like, last year we did, like, a cow, or, like, the hula hoop.
The little, like, you know, like, the stress ball animals?
Yes.
we stress, like, the cows.
And, like, whoever makes
them. And you sell them. We sell them, and then whoever makes them in the hula hoop gets, like, a prize.
So you, like, throw it?
Yeah, from the stands.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
The little kids love it.
I could just see it. Everybody chuck their cows.
Yes.
And it's the hula hoop.
That is exactly how it goes.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Do y'all do balloon gold?
Yes.
Okay, well. Yeah? I can hear it. That's my cue. Well, thank y'all for coming in today. Y'all did awesome. Thank you for answering some questions. And I hope y'all have a good rest of your school year. And good luck to those of you that are showing at OIE and doing CDE and LDE contests. So thank y'all for coming in.
City. Georgia special grand jury findings released. Significant findings released this afternoon from a probe into possible interference in Georgia's 2020 presidential election.
The special grand jury convened by Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis found no widespread election fraud took place. However, most of the grand jury believes one or more of those testifying before it committed perjury. None of those people were named, but the panel did to seek any appropriate indictments. Former President Donald Trump has continually alleged fraud that cost him Georgia in 2020 and, to a larger extent, the election. D.A. Willis is said to be looking closely at a group of electors and into the former president's phone calls seeking to find votes as a focus of possible indictments.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Two suspects have been arrested after last night's shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas that left one person dead. A raucous town hall meeting last night in